Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Doing.
Sure.
Stand by. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Tawil is here. Jack is a new friend, and he's got many years of experience in the healthcare world and in the financial world, and he's the founder and the chairman and CEO of Checkups, and which is a medical delivery system. And he's here to talk to us about, first of all, he's here to talk to us about the whole medical situation, the whole healthcare situation we got out there. And then we're going to talk about some specifics that he and his company are working on. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Jack, give us your opinion as a medical expert, as a healthcare provider. Where do you, we're out here on, the rest of us out here on Main Street, we're pretty, especially small business owners, we're pretty disgusted with Congress, the inability to repeal or replace Obamacare. Small business owners, by and large, hate Obamacare. It costs us a lot of money, and it hasn't helped with coverage. And we'd like to get rid of it. Most of us would. And we're pretty disgusted about what's going on. But here we are, 9 months into a new administration, 8 months, I guess. And it's like nothing's changed. What do you think?
I actually think we're standing into a pretty exciting time from a political standpoint, and the frustration that everyone feels with having a system that is absolutely broken. And we've been saying it's broken for many years. And so I think what's happening in the industry is that there's exciting new developments that are going to change the landscape of healthcare. There's new technologies and solutions that are coming out that are going to change the way that care is delivered, thereby actually reducing the delivery of care and improving the outcomes for the patients, improving access. So we're actually entering into a pretty exciting time in healthcare.
Scenario, you tell me if this is similar. More than once in the last 20 years, an issue has come up and has been litigated in the courts, litigated in Congress. But by the time the hidebound system got around to dealing with it and resolving it, technology had gone completely around it and made the original issue moot. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. I think that on the entrepreneurial side of healthcare, there's such developments, phenomenal developments that are taking place, that it's absolutely going to be dragging the large systems, kicking and screaming into the new healthcare system. You're essentially going to be creating a coordinated healthcare system that's bringing out very convenient care for the patient.
But Jack, we still have these darn mandates that's making if I want coverage. See, you're talking about delivering services, and I appreciate that. We're going to get more. I'm going to let you get more to that in a minute. But it's still if I've got to buy policy. So I can feel like I'm covered. I'm insured. It's not going to take me down if I get sick. I'm still having to spend way too much money for things I don't need. At my age, I don't need to buy a 10 of the 12 things that are mandated.
Correct.
What are we going to do about that?
So again, I think that there still needs to be reform. So that's got to come from the political side. It's got to come from legislature. But if you have solutions that essentially are going to be able to bring out costs or bring down the cost associated with the delivery of that care, you have the ability to create a new system that will be less expensive, a system that's better tailored for you as a patient. And mm-hmm. So you may have a condition that you need to be dealing with. The best location to deal with that may be in your home as opposed to dealing with an emergency room.
Are you saying that you see a transformative era right now coming into view with regard to delivery of healthcare services?
I absolutely do. I know that we're actually at the forefront of that, that delivery mechanism, and there's many other companies working in that space. And it is absolutely transformative. It's reducing, again, the cost associated with delivery care. Thereby, it will give you the ability to bring down the cost of health insurance as well.
Well, that's exciting to hear that might be the case. But again, if I'm still having to spend thousands of dollars just to be able to be covered, you know, how you get paid or the services that are provided to me, how those people get paid, that's their issue. You know, as far as an insured person, you know, that's their problem to deal with. My problem is before if it saves, well, there's two issues here, aren't there? One of them is it saving money? Is it lowering the cost of the system? But until that gets built into the premiums, to the cost, Jack, it's not really helping people other than the innovative way you're delivering the service.
Yeah, but it is the only way that you could actually reduce costs. Right? So you could obviously lower coverage, but people do need coverage. You know, and in a given year, you never know what's going to be coming at you.
Right.
So you don't want to leave people completely exposed. There obviously are new type of products, insurance products that could be created using the new healthcare delivery mechanisms, so that it gives you an overall cost reduction right out of the gate. But again, you need cost reduction, not cost containment. And if you look at the last 20 years of healthcare, you know, the deepest strategy has been a cost containment strategy. Don't make the cost go up anymore, but keep them what they are. We're actually seeing a generation in which cost reduction is possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's because of technology and new things that are coming out, and also acceptance of new ways of receiving care, right?
Absolutely. So technology is absolutely driving this. In healthcare, it's actually been different than most of the other industries. So when you have technology, usually the costs go up, whereas in other industries, the costs go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in we're starting to see that rebalancing in healthcare with the new technologies that are coming out that, again, are pushing that reduction.
Well, one thing I want to point out to people, and I'd like to get a quick answer from you as we go to a break, Jack, is, folks, in this next election cycle coming up next year, we need to vote for people who are willing to declare that they're ready to reform the healthcare system, not just the coverage system, but the healthcare system, like what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Folks, if we don't get a handle on this, it's already taken down a lot of small businesses. It's already put a lot of small business owners at risk because we can't afford what we have right now. We've got to get new leadership on healthcare in Washington. 20 after, right back with Jack Taywolf.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.